rabbis were coming and going like flies in the night by the time I was growing up, by the time I was getting into my early teens.
Now, you have to differentiate. Like, Glace Bay, in so many ways, in this regard, was very different from Sydney.
Oh,
Sydney
yeah.
had a rabbi, I don't know,
45
was probably,
years.
Yeah.
40-plus years.
Yeah. Well, we were lucky, not lucky, that might be the bad word, but that if we had a rabbi for 2 years straight, that was a big
deal. That was miraculous.
Yeah. So it was generally, you know, on a year contract and non-renewable.
Yeah, and they wouldn't come back.
And they would, yeah, it was a two-way street. They worked because nobody wanted them to come
and
back.
And a lot of them were dishonest, so there were all kinds of stories about what they did. One guy, when I was young in Hebrew school, used to tell us, pester us to bring tzedakah to school. Okay? Now, it was hilarious because Grandpa would say to me, "You're not doing that. You don't have any money of your own. And that's my job." You know, so we give tzedakah to the community. So this is crazy. So they'll be, you're not bringing any coins. Okay? Now, a couple of my, you know, of the 10 of us who were in that class, a couple of them would bring like a competition with each other. Is who could. Okay, so then we learned what was happening to all this tzedakah money. Well, it turned out the rabbi liked betting on the horses. He took all the J&F money and gambled it away. He then left the community. So then there was another guy. There was one story after another with these guys. The rabbi who taught me by bar mitzvah was illegally slaughtering chickens in the kitchen upstairs in the Talmud Torah that was only supposed to be used by Hadassah women. And selling them, by the way. Okay? Yeah, no, this guy was, he was a real nutcase.
Yeah. And again, it's just the difference between Glace Bay and Sydney in this regard. Like Rabbi Kenner, I mean, he was a fine,
upstanding man.
Yeah, I mean, very strict.
Totally strict.
And, you know, and how would I put it? Not someone that, from a theological point of view, was very interesting or so on and so forth. I mean, but he was going by the textbook stuff. But with that said, he was a major fixture, not just in the Jewish community, but he was a fixture in terms of...
You weren't embarrassed that he came out and was your rabbi
and it would, you know, be,
in the community.
He would be involved in ecumenical, you know, whatever type of things where rabbis and priests and ministers might get together.
Any rabbi in Glace Bay was kept in the closet.
That's right.